Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's call to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Joseph went after his brothers and found them at Dothan. They saw him from a distance, and before he came near to them, they conspired to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes this dreamer. Come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits. Then we shall say that a wild animal has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams." But when Reuben heard it, he delivered him out of their hands, saying, "Let us not take his life." Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood. Throw him into this pit here in the wilderness, but lay no hand on him, that he might rescue him out of their hand and restore him to his father." So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the long robe with sleeves that he wore, and they took him and threw him into a pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. The word of the Lord.
From the letter of Paul to to the Ephesians. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of His promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope immeasurable, the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints, what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe, according to the working of His great power. God put this power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet, and He has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Almost 20 years ago, I was an intern here in this very cathedral. And there was a couple here who were in their 60s. And their son, who was just 21 years old, was killed in a car accident. There was an enormous funeral. And after the funeral was over, about a month later, I met with the mother who had lost her son. We sat at a little table at a cafe next to a window. She had dark sunglasses on. I asked her, "Tell me about Cliff. Tell me about your son." I remember that she started to cry because tears came down out of her, from under her glasses, running down her face. And she said, "I have a lot of friends, and they take me out to restaurants, and they take me shopping, but nobody wants to speak about Cliff. They don't want to say his name. They don't want to upset me. I guess they think that I shouldn't think about him because he's gone, but I can't think about anything else. I think about him all the time," she said. "But no one wants to speak his name because they think that it'll cause me pain, as if I'm not thinking about him all the time." And then she asked me this question, which I've never forgotten. She said, "Is he really gone? Is he really gone?" What happens when we die? What happens to us? Today is called All Saints Sunday. It is one of the four great baptismal holidays, which is why we have all these great babies. We're baptizing 10 souls today, 6 at this service. And as I pour the water over their heads, something incredible happens. It looks like I'm just getting them wet, right? But there is something going on which has cosmic significance, something that is so great that every once in a while, when I'm baptizing a child or an adult, I am overwhelmed. I feel as if I don't even begin to understand what's going on here. It is so great and so beyond our comprehension. So I pray and I think, how can I explain baptism to you today? What words could I possibly use that would point you towards this incredible event? And this week, as I was praying, an image came to me. Did you know that the heaviest living organism on the planet weighs 6,600 tons? Does anybody know what it is? It is located 1 mile southwest of Lake Fish in the state of Utah. One name for it is the Trembling Giant. Another name for it is Pando. The heaviest living organism on the planet is a grove of aspen trees. Decades ago, a scientist discovered that these trees are linked by one root system. This root system is 80,000 years old. It dates all the way back to dinosaur times. And when fires come through and burn all of the aspen trees down to dust and ashes, the roots of this organism are still alive, and they rebirth the trees up out of the ground again, and they tremble and dance in the sunshine. The greatest living organism is a grove of aspen trees that are linked by their roots into one being, one entity. Now, St. Paul tells us that when we baptize human souls, they become part of one entity, one living thing, which is called the body of Christ, or the church. That these little children are going to be linked into relationship with you, their brothers and sisters in Christ. And that their lives are no longer their own, but they belong to something much greater and much more alive than even themselves. And if you look at what Jesus tells us, everything that he instructs us to do has to do with relationship. Love God, who should be your primary relationship. Love each other as you love yourself. When someone wrongs you, love them still. Love even your enemies, because your relationships will carve you into who you are. You know, when Michelangelo carved the statue of David that would become so famous, before he began carving, he looked at that huge rock and he said that he saw David within the rock. All that he needed to do was carve David out of it. And so God looks at you, and God sees the person that you are called to be, and your relationships will carve you into that one. Especially the hard stuff, isn't that true? It forms us and shapes us. Look at Joseph in the book of Genesis. His brothers hate him. They sell him as a slave. They think of killing him. Without doing anything wrong, he becomes a slave. And even as a slave, he becomes wrongly convicted of a crime and thrown in prison. But all of this difficulty and all of these struggles of human relationship, they form him and shape him into who God intends for him to be, into a powerful and humble man who will one day rise to rule Egypt. You are affected by every relationship that you have with people on this earth, by relationships that you have with your loved ones, with your friends, with your enemies. How you respond in relationship carves you into the person that you will become. And you are not only in relationship with the living, you are also in relationship with the dead. Is he lost? My friend Jo asked me of her son. No, he is not lost. He lives with God. Sometimes I think that the people who have died influence me more than they did when they were alive. My father-in-law was a Methodist minister, and he influences me more today than he did back when he was alive. I think about him all the time. Whenever I have to make a decision, what would he think? What would he say? And so, as baptized ones, we are free to speak the names of the people who have died. We are not afraid to say their names aloud. And I know that as Americans, you are taught to think that your life belongs to yourself, and your decisions are your own, and you're a free individual, and all that good stuff. And some of that is true, but you are also part of something much greater than yourself. And you are called to be in relationship with one another, and with God, with the living, and with the dead. When you get to heaven, there's going to be a crowd there, and they're going to have a big sign that says, "Welcome home." They're going to hold up this sign, and they're going to be smiling and crying, and I bet you know whose faces will be there. Because if you don't see their faces, it wouldn't be heaven for you, right? Inside of your bulletin, you should find a leaf. I want you to get it out now. And on that leaf, there are four lines. If you did not get a bulletin, please raise your hand, and ushers, please bring any extra bulletins to those that need them. If you need a pen or a pencil, hold your hand up high and keep it up, so we can bring you a pen or a pencil. I want you to write, and to write legibly, please. As we distribute communion, we are going to read aloud the names of the people that you love who have died. Who is missing from this day for you? Whose face do you long to see? If it would not be heaven without these people, then write their names down. They don't have to have been perfect people. You just have to be linked to them in love. That's what makes them your saint. As you are writing, I'm going to tell you a story. Some of you may have heard this story. It's one of my favorites, because it is the best image that I have of what it may look like when we come one day to heaven. Have any of you heard of Loren Ainslie, the famous biologist? He wrote many books. Nobody? Oh. Ainslie was traveling in the Colorado Rockies trying to capture a rare breed of sparrowhawk. He saw an old abandoned stone cottage, and he went inside, and sure enough, above a bookshelf, next to an open window, Ainslie heard the sound of rustling. "Aha," he thought, "an ideal place for sparrowhawks to nest." So Ainslie took a chair, pulled it up to the bookshelf, and he got on top of the chair. He took a flashlight in one hand, And he shone a light on the birds, and then he reached out and tried to grab the female. Now the male jumped on his hand and began pecking him furiously. He was a good spouse, wasn't he? So Ainsley had to let go of the female, and she flew out the window. Ainsley then had a little bit of a battle with this male sparrowhawk, and his hand was kind of bloody, but he finally got the sparrowhawk into a little black box with some holes for the air. And Ainsley took his prize back to the camp. Strangely, though, that night, Ainsley couldn't sleep. And in the next morning, very uncharacteristic for him, but he decided he was going to let that male sparrowhawk free. So he put the bird, he lay the bird down, out, took it out of the box, lay it down on the grass outside of the camp. And the bird lay there for an entire minute as if it were dead. And then it shot up into the sky like a bullet. And Ainsley said at that moment, he heard a scream, the likes of which he had never heard before. You see, the female had been circling the camp all night. And when she saw her mate rising to her, she came hurtling down to meet him, screaming in the sky, and they began to dance in the wind. Now, when you, baptized ones, make your way up to heaven, I believe that your saints will come screaming down to meet you, where they will dance with you in the kingdom. And you will see glories that we cannot even begin to imagine. And so, ushers, if you would gather up the leaves, as we give one another communion today, we will remember that we are present with those we love who have died, that they live in us and with God. And after church, we're going to put these leaves up on a huge family tree that's in Tolliver Hall. One of our blessed and gifted parishioners made this tree in her driveway, God bless her heart. And we're going to put the leaves up for all of you to see, for we are one body in Christ, one living body. Amen. Are our candidates for baptism ready? Come on forward. Congregation, we will begin the service of baptism on page 4 in your bulletin. Come on in, guys. It's okay. Come on in. That's right. Good work. Parents, grandparents are welcome to come up. Anyone who is going to help raise the child is welcome to come and answer the vows. Page 4 of your bulletin. Does everyone have a bulletin? Yes? Everyone have a bulletin? Okay. The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. Very good. Very good.
I present Campbell Elizabeth Taylor to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Very good. Very good.
I present Ellen Michael Curry to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Very good.
I present Valerie Warren Weiser to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Parents, grandparents, godparents, will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord? Congregation, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ? Let us stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Lord.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, God.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, God.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let us now pray for these children who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Amen. I want to invite all children and everyone who wants to see better to come forward. You're welcome to come and surround the font. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Amen. Name this child. Kylie Bell. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kylie Bell, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Good work. Name this child.
Benjamin James.
Benjamin James. Hello, Benjamin. Benjamin, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Benjamin James, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Now he's quiet. Good work. Thank you. Name this child. Hello, beautiful girl. Campbell Elizabeth. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Campbell Elizabeth, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. She's very calm. Yes. There you go. Beautiful girl. Name this child.
Luke Wyeth.
Luke Wyeth. Luke Wyeth. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Luke Wyeth, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Good work. He looked at me as if, what are you doing? Good. Name this child.
Owen Michael.
Hi, Owen Michael. Hello. Owen Michael. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Look what's there for you. Owen Michael, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen.
Amen. Good work. Good job. Did it.
And last but not least, name this child.
Mallory Lauren.
Mallory Lauren. Mallory Lauren. You're a happy girl, yes. Mallory Lauren, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mallory Lauren, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
Amen.
That's a beautiful smile.
There you go.
Let us pray together on the top of page 6. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works.
Amen.
Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated, congregation. And if the baptized would come and join me here at the front. Let's get these babies lined up here. Yeah, good work. You saying hello to your sister in Christ. Yeah. Ben has it. Come on up, baptized ones. And let's turn around and face our congregation here. Come on up, Owen. Good job. Good job, Luke. Let us welcome the newest members of St. John's Cathedral. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here with us today. What a blessing it is to have you with us on this holiday. Today is the final Sunday of our pledge drive, and it is the ingathering of our pledge cards. So we ask each of you to consider what kind of financial donations you could make in 2014, and that you should find a pledge card in your pew. You can also pledge online or mail it in, but as you're coming up to communion, there are baskets, and you can place your card as an offering to the Lord. And I hope you will seriously consider giving generously to this cathedral. The existence that we have is miraculous because we charge no one for church. We live on generosity alone. So God bless you and thank you. Tickets for the choir talent show are now on sale. The choir is going to do some incredible acts. They've even got me singing. Woohoo, that'll be interesting. They can be purchased from a choir member or online. There's more details in the bulletin. I want to call your attention to a very incredible speaker who will be coming next Saturday. He is the only living Anglican Syrian priest, and he is friends with Father Raja. His name is Nadim Nassar, and he will be here next Saturday to talk to us about what it's like to be a Christian in Syria. So I hope many of you will consider coming and learning more. There's information about his talk in your bulletin. The cathedral will be walking in alliance with the Hearing Loss Association of America next Saturday. If you want to join us, please check your bulletin for more information. We have a member of the family of God who has turned 92, and I think that if someone is 90 or older, they deserve some applause, don't you? Brooks Brown, stand up. God bless you. We love you, and we're proud of you. Hope I am just like you at your age. Next week, please come back to church. We are going to have a special Sunday in which we say goodbye to Father Perry, who's retiring. It's very hard for me to say goodbye to him, but he promises he will be around, and he promises to write another book, which is good. So come and celebrate his ministry with me. Also, we are going to be giving thanks for all veterans. So if you have friends who are veterans or soldiers, please invite them to church. We want to thank them for their service. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father. Now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Now on the top of page 8 in your bulletin, let us send forth our lay Eucharistic visitor. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember that you are united in baptism as one body, one church. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Let us sing our final hymn, 287, verses 5 through 8.